I'm just going to begin with a vowel chant. E-I-R-O-U.
E-I-O.
Just feel the vibrations of the chant in your bodies. Let your attention sink into the heart of the body, into the heart of the world. Letting your senses fold inwards. Feel yourself moving down and in. into the heart of the world, into the heart of the body. Being the night of fiery hope, being the night on quest. Feeling yourself sinking inwards and downwards into the mysterious aspect of the body, into the mystery of the depths, into the underneath, the underworld. Relaxing into the pull of gravity, letting yourself sink, moving through the layers of flesh and earth, sinking inwards and downwards. Until strangely and mysteriously you feel your feet on solid ground. And your senses unfurl to the experience of standing at the edge of a great forest. This is sometimes called the wood between the worlds, the forest Procellande, the wildwood. It is the place of the beginning of quests. Feel what it is like to stand at the wood's edge. Knowing that if you enter the wood, you begin a quest. You set in train a series of events whose end you cannot yet see. In front of you there is a faint path. And if you wish, you may follow it. Stepping in the footsteps of others who have stood in this same place and chosen to follow the way. As you step into the shadows of the trees, you are suddenly struck by a silence, a still and solid silence that wraps around the trees and wraps around you. And that somehow holds you, gathering you into itself. And with each step you take, it is as if you step deeper into the silence, into the mystery of the Tao. With each step, it is as if the path opens before you into deepening stillness, deepening mystery. The light is dim inside the forest, so it is difficult to see. forest is more sensed with the body than seen. There is the feeling of ancient trees who stand sentinel in the wood. There's the feeling of ancient slow growth, of ancient slow cycles. Of deep roots, of strong trunks, of branches that stretch out into space. And the sense of these trees being woven together into an ecosystem, into a field of deep stillness, of deep intention. And as you slowly step along the path into the deeper stillness, you come across a small stone gateway, a henge. And as you step into the shadow of the henge, somehow now that this is the gateway into Gaia, into the green life. There's lichen and moss on the stones, and the suggestion of ancient carvings. And as you stand in the shadow of the henge, you feel that deep stillness, the slow pulse of the life of Gaia. You feel a deep interconnection of the web of life. The interdependence of all life. You become aware of your body as a collection of lives, of millions of cells cooperating together. You feel your own resonance as a world. You feel the nested nature of things. You are a child of Earth. Touch the henge, feel its stone, feel its connectedness, receive the blessing of the gate of Earth. Silence gathers around you, and you step forward through the gateway. And the path moves off to the right in a great circle. And you follow it, walking Deosil against the sun. Slowly moving. Feeling the life of the wood. at length coming to another hinge. And somehow you know that this is the gate of the dawn, the gate of beginnings. There's a warmth to the stone. There is a crystal clarity in it. And as you step into the gateway, you become aware that the sun is just about to rise. As you touch the stones of the pillars and the stone cup above you, you feel the potential of newness. The new life that is about to burst over the horizon. And in the silence you are made new. You begin again. You are begun again. You step through the gate and find yourself again on the great circular path. And you follow it as it swings now towards the left. Moving in between the trees, feeling the connection of the earth, feeling the power of beginning. Coming at length to another hinge. This is the gate of the stars. And as you step into this hinge, you become aware of the space around the earth. You become aware of the great field of stars. You are suddenly intimately in the silence with the stars. Seeing the stars and being seen by the field of stars. Being a child of Earth, you are yet also of the stars. Letting the great field of possibility, letting the power of the stars, the great alchemists who transform the universe, letting that field of possibility embrace you. Discovering that space is warm, not cold. And the stars are in a strange way part of your family. stepping through the gate. You step onto the circular path that swings downwards. Again, you follow it through the trees, feeling your way. Feeling the floor of the forest underneath you, feeling the trees all around you. Stepping forward, you find yourself at yet another henge, a stone gateway. This is the gate of twilight, the gate of endings. The gate of the setting sun. Here we contemplate the mystery of ending. Here we stand in the shadow of death and the dead. Here we release ourselves from the known. Here we enter into the mystery of the great sea, whose tides flow and ebb. Here we allow the sea to take from us all that needs to be released. Here we commune with the dead. Stepping through the henge, we find ourselves on the spiral path. Moving towards our left, but feeling the spiral spinning more inwards. So we follow the path through the wood. Moving more tightly towards the center of the wood. Coming to the place near where the gate of earth was, but further in. And here we find a standing stone. that in the silence we know is the stone of identity. As we touch this stone, we become aware of our I am-ness. We become aware of the fixity and the fluidity of identity. We are the child of Earth who is of the stars. We are the one who enters into the beginning. We are the one who enters into the end. Who are we? We become aware of our identities, our gender, our age, our roles. Become aware of the many forms of I am that we hold. And at the heart of it, we enter into the I am-ness itself. It is as if we step into the heart of the stone, experiencing the many shapes that live there, the many forms of possibility. Finding in the center of the stone the pure sense of I am. We step through the stone and find ourselves again upon the spiral path, moving always to our left, letting the path bring us forward. Feeling our way through the forest, we find ourselves against another standing stone. And we know that this stone is a boundary stone, a stone of edge. There is a shaping in the stone, a sense of geometry, a sense of corner and line. This is the stone of the mystery of boundary, which defines and limits, and which holds and connects. We feel the edges of our nature, the places where we touch the world, the places where the world touches us, from within and without. And as we step into this stone, we step into the nature of boundary and edge. We step into the art of bridging. We step into the art of holding, of creating clear-edged shapes. We feel the crystalline sense of the stone. That makes stable form. Stepping through the stone, we find ourselves again upon the spiral path. Feeling our way through the forest, following the spiral as it moves us slowly onwards towards the center of the forest. And we find ourselves against another standing stone. Strange stone with openings and splits. Holes that you can look through. Some which might be even big enough to step through. For this is the stone of opening. This is the stone of passage. There are many passages, many views, many ways of moving through this stone. It is both solid and is made of space. And stepping into this stone, we find the mystery of solidity and space, of passage, of the breathing life in the deepest compression, of freedom at the heart of stone. Of connections, of the infinite within the most fixed, the most solid. Stepping through the stone, you find yourself again upon the spiral path, moving tighter inwards, always to the left. and you find yourself against another stone. A stone that is deep and solid and yet somehow pulsing with life. The stone of emergence. The stone of the mystery of the new, pulsing silently, indefinitely, mysterious, and strongly present. This is a stone that is like a cloud and yet is a stone. This is a stone that is a field of possibility. And new life is emerging from it and around it. As we step into the stone, we are in the roots of matter. We are in the generative source of matter. There is generation around us in every cell, in every atom. That is the possibility of new life. Of new emergence. Stepping through the stone, you find yourselves again upon the spiral path, turning always to the left, moving tightly towards the center. Feeling your way through the trees, you find yourself again before a standing stone. That you somehow know is the stone of the wizard. There are faces in the stone. Magicians, wizards, witches. And at the roots of the stone, a spring flows. And you know that the spring flows at the wizard's will. And as you step into the stone, you step into the place of the wizard, the magician, the witch. And you commune with those who have followed that way, feeling that place inside yourself, feeling that deep will. That focus. That power of irrigation. And you step forward again and find yourself upon the spiral path, turning always to the left, moving more tightly towards the center, feeling your way through the woods, guided by the stillness, guided by the mystery. and you find yourself against another standing stone, the stone of the maker, the stone of the smith, the stone of the creator. Stone who makes all new, who brings the new forms. And you feel the fire at the heart of this stone. You feel your communion with the makers, with those who shape, with those who create, with the great smiths of earth and heaven. You take your place in their company. And you step through the stone and find yourself again upon the spiral path, turning always to the left, moving more tightly towards the center of the wood. You feel your way among the trees, held by the silence, held by the life of the wood. And you find yourself against another stone, the barred stone. This is the stone that keeps the stories of the universe. This is the stone that teaches, that speaks the creative word, that speaks the stories that imprison and free. As we step into the stone, we step into the great pool of mystery, of story, of image. We step into our own story and the story of the world. All stories, all images are here and live inside this stone. All bards and speakers are here. We step into Taliesin, into Amavgin, into Neve and Fenechte. We hear the deep stories of the world, and we speak them in the silence. We step through the stone and are once again upon the spiral path, turning always to the left, moving tightly towards the center. Feeling our way through the wood, held by the silence and the life of the wood. And we find ourselves against another stone. The gatekeeper stone, the guardian stone. The stone does not open easily to us. It stands in the way. It challenges us. It challenges our will, our intention to move to the center. It pushes against us, so we must push back. And in that act of honest pushing, connection is made. And we are gathered into the heart of the stone, being one with all those who guard, who protect, who open and close the ways. We take our place in this company for an instant of time, being guardian and protector, being gatekeeper. We step through the stone and find ourselves upon the spiral way, turning ever to the left, turning now to the center. And we find ourselves before a green mound and a final gateway. We find ourselves at the center of the forest, at the mound of mystery. And here we step into a strange, luminous darkness. The price of entry here is not knowing. The price of entry here is to trust the luminous dark, to enter into the mystery of the mound, in silence and stillness, to be made one with the mystery. Beyond all form and knowing. Enter the mystery now.